There's been all sorts of talk recently about Willow Court up in New Norfolk. It was the old institution there. I walked around when they were doing the auctions. I had a look around there in all of the buildings. And I was terrified. It was daylight. And I was terrified in some of the buildings. They just had that eerie feeling. Whether I was just making it up and it was all in my head, I don't know. But I remember walking down the corridor of the hospital wing. And the power was still on. None of the lights were on, but the power was still on. And one of those automatic doors just opened at the end of the hallway. And there was no one else in the building. Scared the bejesus out of me. I would not go near it in the dark. But Nick is joining us, and Nick does. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How do you go in the dark at Willow Court in the buildings there?
It started off a bit of a gradual process. I sort of went by myself a few times during the day and gradually led myself during the night, but I haven't actually gone by myself in the night time yet. It's, I tried to recruit some people to go with me at night and finally did, and eventually met up with some people on the internet with similar interests. So we've got a bit of a group happening now, and we go up there overnight usually.
So what are you doing? What are you studying in there?
Well, basically we all have a bit of a similar interest in Willow Court and its history and culture and practices and things like that, but also over the years, there's been also stories of the paranormal things happening there, like one of the, probably the biggest, most famous, I guess, story that came out of Willow Court was the male-hating ghost, which was in Ward 5, which was reported in the Mercury newspaper in 1991. That particular story was about, apparently the article said that a ghost appeared as a blue tinge on a white wall, like a heat haze. It was reported that male staff in the ward were actually thrown against walls by the ghost. And actually, it said later on in that article that the even the Tasmanian Catholic Church stated that they would perform a type of exorcism if they felt it was a serious matter. So that's probably the most reported about paranormal activity. But we often go in there and, you know, we'll leave some voice recorders there. We'll take some bit of video footage. And now we've come across some pretty bizarre things there. And we've seen and felt and heard some weird things. And a lot of weird coincidences happen there as well, like, you know, your camera won't work. It could be a brand new camera and it just won't work, but tomorrow, the next day, it's working fine. Or same with the mobile phone, you'll be getting weird text messages. I often get that. Or the other day, I was at one of the wards and I got a fairly new car, but the clock in the car just stopped and then it lost time, and basically we sort of pinpointed back to being in a particular ward that night. So, me and my partner have seen a blurish white figure run across the road, and we drive down there a couple of seconds later, and whatever it was wasn't there. And
isn't that a signal to drive the other way to get out?
Well, it is, but because I think we've spent so much time over there, we sort of we want to sort of, you know, capture these things, and so all our work's, you know, going towards some of these things. I think we wanted to just test ourselves, basically.
But you've got a blog as well. How can we track down the blog?
I think it's that easy to find. I've been trying to make it easier to find, but I've got the address here if people want to know what it is.
Okay.
It's HTTP.
Yep.
Then it's the, I think it's the semicolon, the two dots.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. /// Royal Derwent. So it's Royal Derwent.
Okay.
In between Derwent. Dot. Live journal, all one word.
Okay. Yep.
.com/. And basically, I just that kind of started because I took so many photos and been exploring so long. I just decided to put some things together so people can actually read up about the information and a bit of my experiences. And because basically, there's not much out there. There's not many information out there for people who are interested. So.
All right, we'll track down the blog. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Nick.
Not a problem.
Good luck. Better you than me.
Have to give it a try one day.
Yeah, sure. Nick is a Willow Court blogger. He's been in there studying the paranormal. We'll put that link up on the website as well, abc.net.au/Hobart. We'll put it on the breakfast page so you can have a look for that a little bit later on.